You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
And joining us right now is Selena Zito. She is with the Washington Examiner and had the opportunity to sit down with President Trump. Selena, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you got to sit down with the president for 40 minutes. What an incredible honor. And I am so, so jealous. The first thing I immediately thought of it to ask you is, did he tell you anything that surprised you at all?
I was surprised by what in detail what happened with the human rights worker, Alaya, from Egypt, and how he worked that deal out. I thought that was incredibly interesting. And he was very reflective about Syria and also about North Korea. And so, you know, people tend to think he's flippant because of the way he uses language and the way he uses words. So it was really, you know, sort of refreshing to hear him talk about, you know, the impact decision-making has on him personally.
You know, one of the things that you always hear is that he's very different in person than he is, you know, when you see him on the stage in front of the cameras. Did you find that to be true? Because, I mean, I've been surprised how many times I've heard people say, yeah, but when you get in a room, he's sort of a different guy.
Yeah, that was the, I think, third time that I've interviewed him, first time as president. And that was absolutely the first reaction I had the first time I interviewed him, because, you know, he's sort of this larger, and we're talking to early 2016 when I first sat with him. You know, he's sort of this larger than life, very boisterous, you know, sort of flippant with words, and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And then when you sit with him, he's much more measured. He's very polite, sort of in a very old-fashioned way, mm-hmm. and so it's a completely different personality.
We would be remiss if we did not talk about this a little bit, because everyone's talking about this.
The people of Tennessee are amazing people. Well, they love Andrew Jackson. They love Andrew Jackson in Tennessee.
Yeah, he's a fascinating
guy. I mean, had Andrew Jackson been a little bit later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War.
So if Andrew Jackson had been a little bit later, lived a little bit longer, we wouldn't have had the Civil War. He has an affinity for Andrew Jackson. We know that. Are you surprised that that part of this just got so blown up?
Yes. You know, you sit with the president for 40 minutes and you he and I are having a conversation. It wasn't about any question that I asked him about the portraits that are behind him. And, you know, one was Jefferson, one was Jackson. His father's photo sits behind him. And that's the only thing that anybody has been talking about is the Jackson reference. And, you know, a lot of people got history wrong yesterday in that and took his words, I think, out of context, in that he wasn't alluding that Jackson was around during the Civil War. Anybody that, you know, has as much nerdy interest in history as I do, you know, when Jackson became president in 1828, that he was immediately thrust into the nullification crisis when South Carolina wanted to secede over tariffs. You know, I mean, the roots of the Civil War did not begin in 1861 when people, you know, fired the first shots at Fort Sumter. I mean, we had a big problem in this country for an incredibly long time.
Is it frustrating to you that of all the things, 40 minutes of speaking with the president and for instance, you know, freeing the ayah from Egypt, all those things, none of that gets any kind of coverage.
Nope.
This is what comes out of it.
Yes, and let me just say, you know, I don't live in Washington. Even though I work for the Washington Examiner, I also work for the New York Post and CNN. But I live in Pittsburgh, which is sort of the Paris of Appalachia, right? It's really completely different than Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, sorry.
That's hilarious.
My affectionate term for my beloved hometown. Which, by the way, you guys beat us in hockey last night.
Yeah, we did, and we're
really
going to be
happy about that.
We're going to get the rest of it too.
Can I ask you?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but can I ask you about the North Korea comments? Because you know, so many people are looking at this right now, and they're looking at how tense it's getting, and the president's made some sort of conciliatory moves toward North Korea. What did you get from him on that topic?
He's very gravely worried about North Korea. And he talked, you know, in detail that he wanted, you know, diplomacy was of the utmost importance in getting this done. And part of that diplomacy was building relationships over in that area and including using the president of China to help develop those relationships. And so, you know, once again, his flippant use of words always gets him in trouble with my profession. But, you know, to say that he's not taking this seriously and that he's, you know, not putting a lot of insight into this would be wrongheaded.
Did you get the sense that he understands the frustration that still exists outside the bubble with the inability to get health care reform just repealed, repeal and replace? They've had 7 years to do it. Does he understand the frustration of what's looking with this budget? Does he get it still?
Well, that's interesting that you say that because, you know, I've just driven across the country once. Back and interviewed the voters that supported him. And they have much more willingness to give this time, I think, than Washington does.
Okay.
You know, they sort of understand that this is complicated, that this is ingrained within, you know, this is how Washington works. It moves at a snail's pace. And they understand that sort of disruption is not going to just happen by walking into the White House and flipping on the light switch.
Yeah.
That, you know, even though his party is in power, there are, you know, several different factions factions at work that he has to sort of negotiate through to get things done.
Right.
In terms
right.
of the
so,
budget, yeah, you know, I think that people wanted to get that to not be the central issue as they try to handle tax reform and Obama, repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Selena Zita, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and I'm going to continue to live vicariously through you, if you don't mind.
Okay,
have a wonderful day. It's Selena Zito, national political reporter for the Washington Examiner.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.